Chapter 7, The Big Apple. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. A voice crackled over the intercom system. I'd like to wish you a happy post-turkey day. I can tell you that I had a great one. Ain't way too much, though. The pilot paused and groaned. Anyway, do me a favor, would you? If you are presently wandering around this airborne sardine can, would you please return to your seats and buckle up? We're about to hit some nasty air, and we may have a heck of a ride for the next few minutes. Sit tight, and hopefully you won't lose yesterday's turkey, dressing, cranberries, pumpkin pie, and other assorted goodies. Please don't be alarmed, because this won't last long. We'll touch down in the Big Apple in another 30 minutes, and this will all be over. And, sorry for the inconvenience, and thanks for your cooperation. I don't feel so good, moaned Mo, as the plane slowly descended through the clouds and lurched as its pockets of unstable air. He reached for the barf bag. Maybe we'll fly into a portal that leads to another universe, Tony said, plastering his face up against the window, and we'll never be seen again. I should have never left Kansas City, Mo whimpered. I hate flying. Something could happen. A hand reached through the opening between the two seats and lightly grabbed Mo's shoulder. It's okay, Mo, Anna said in a soft, comforting voice. We probably won't feel a thing. Panic filled Mo's eyes. He sat up in his seat, twisted his body, and scanned the airplane cabin. His troubled eyes settled on a curled-up body sprawled out on three seats at the back of the cabin. Mr. Gore, make them shut up! He can't hear you, Tony said, a slight smile curling his lips. He's sleeping like a baby, and he's listening to his iPod. Metallica is cranking at its full volume, and Mr. G is probably dreaming about the Chiefs-Jets game. Aw, man, Mo screamed as the plane dropped another 1,000 feet. A couple of seconds later, the plane resumed its normal flight path, and then a voice crackled over the intercom system. This is the captain again. Well, that was quite a ride, just like a bucking bronco. But I tamed the beast, and now we're going to have smooth sailing into LaGuardia. We should touch down in about 20 minutes. Please keep your seatbelts buckled, just in case. Mel pulled his face out of the barf bag. His usual rich, chocolate-colored skin and his shiny, sicky, whitish-brown sheen. His glazed eyes shared through the air in the seat in front of him. Tony waved his hand forward, back and forth, in front of Mo's face. Anybody home? It's all over. Mo didn't say a word. What's wrong with him? Anna asked. I don't know. He looks like a zombie. Tony snapped his fingers in front of Mo's face. Snap out of it, man! Mo's eyes gradually refocused on Tony's hand. A weak smile parted his lips. I sort of lost it there. At least I didn't launch my breakfast. Breakfast? That stuff wasn't breakfast. Airlines don't serve food. They serve recycled roach refuse. Mo groaned again. Ladies and gentlemen, interrupted the intercom again. This is your head flight attendant speaking. We'll be landing in a few minutes. Please raise your seat backs and the tray tables into an upright position. Make sure your seatbelts are buckled and store all loose items safely away under your seat or in the overhead bin. We hope you enjoyed your flight and will fly with us again in the near future. I didn't enjoy this flight, and I'm never flying again, Mo whined. Excuse me, said the flight attendant as she checked this kid's seatbelt. She leaned over Tony to take a close look at Mo. Your friend doesn't look too good. Is he okay? Well, do you mean mentally or what? I mean, is he going to fill up his air sickness bag? You mean barf bag? I mean, is he going to Archduke of Puke? Hey, you're pretty cool. That may be so, answered the flight attendant, but I couldn't care less whether I'm going to be the Princess of Impress. Your friend is my main concern right now. What's his problem? He thinks we're going to be sent to the principal's office again, and it isn't because we've been miraculously become angels, if you know what I mean. I know exactly what you mean, said the flight attendant, as she reached down and stroked Mo's hair. Listen, kid, nothing bad's going to happen. In a few minutes, we're going to touch down, safe and sound, and you'll be one of the most exciting cities in the world. I have to take my seat now. You hang in there, and I'll be back to check on you after we landed, okay? Mo looked up. Relief filled his big brown eyes. Okay, he murmured, and thanks. You're welcome, and the flight attendant replied as she headed towards the back of the plane. And you three kids, make sure your backpacks are under the seat in front of you. The plane descended some more and lurched when the tires hit the runway. A voice crackled over the intercom system again. This is the captain. I hope you enjoyed your flight, because I certainly did, especially the airborne gymnastics. It's 9:30 a.m., and we're right on schedule. Thanks for flying with us, and we hope to see you on another flight. Enjoy the rest of your holiday, and enjoy your stay in the Big Apple.